This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today I begin with you a study of a very important law of thought. Now this may seem on the surface to be a rather technical matter, but actually it's one that we all recognize and use in our daily thinking. Most astute observers of the contemporary religious scene agree that Protestantism in general is losing most of its ability to greatly influence the lives of any appreciable number of people. The reason for this seems obvious, and this reason is being recognized by an increasing number of Protestants themselves, and this reason is Protestantism long ago quit really standing for anything. It has been overtaken and now seems about to be submerged by liberalism or modernism of various sorts. Upholding the view that truth is only relative, or that our knowledge of truth can be only relative, long has been a basic activity of modernists. Applying the theory of evolution to the realm of spiritual matters, they concluded that there is no such thing as finality of truth once for all delivered. In the view of such modernists, fixity of truth had to give way to flexibility, with neither God nor truth being absolute. To contend that truth is absolute, that is 100% right, and to contend that there is no middle ground or gray between truth, that is, between white and black, that is, between truth and error, in the view of the modernists is to become guilty of legalism, what they style legalism. This sort of thinking underlies almost all of modernism. But such thinking is out of harmony with the Scriptures. I plead with you to recognize that the Bible is the inspired Word of God, that it gives an accurate account of historical events, that it tells us what God requires of man. And the listener should study such passages as John chapter 8, verse 32, Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 to 9, 2 John verses 9 to 11, Revelation chapter 22, verses 18 and 19, and many other passages in the Bible which make clear that we must obey the sacred Scriptures. While there are many other needs, likely there is no greater need than for people today to reaffirm in their thinking the long-known fact that there is no middle ground between truth and error. Of course, I know that many people think it makes no difference whether you have truth or error, and so they're not concerned about the question as to whether there is middle ground between truth and error. But I assure you that this is indeed a most crucial problem. This is one of the basic laws of human thought. So far as precise propositions are concerned, the three laws of thought are the law of identity. If a proposition is true, then it is true. That is, if you find a statement in the Bible, then if that proposition or statement is true, then it simply is true. Then secondly, the law of excluded middle, which says that a proposition, and I'm thinking now in particular about statements from the Bible, or that someone might make about the Bible, any statement, such as, say, proposition P, is either true or false. And then there is the law of contradiction. Any statement cannot be both true and false. Now, these laws, of course, are set out in any adequate logic book. They are taught in the Bible by implication. All of these laws are important, but here I want to give special attention to the law of excluded middle because this is the one which is most pertinent to a particular current problem. In setting forth this law, a particular logician said, a proposition is either true or false. There is no middle ground between truth and falsity. Of the same law, another logician said, its meaning may best be explained by saying that it is impossible to mention any thing and any quality of circumstance without allowing that the quality of circumstance either belongs to the thing or does not belong. The name of the law expresses the fact that there is no third or middle course. The answer must be yes or no. Let the thing be rock and the quality hard, then the rock must either be hard or not hard. Gold must either be white or not white. A line must either be straight or not straight. An action must either be virtuous or non-virtuous. And so it is with every statement pertaining to religion. It is either true or false. But our time is gone for today. I hope you'll be back with us as we continue study of this most vital topic as to the truthfulness or the falsity of any religious statement.